Nolte, Terminal List Creator Ridicules Woke Critics. By John Nolte on August 10, 2022. Author Jack Carr is handling the freakout by the fascist left over the Terminal List beautifully. Rather than bend a knee before the woke Gestapo, he's mocking these idiots as the idiots they are and did so again with Tucker Carlson Tuesday night. The Terminal List is an Amazon miniseries starring Chris Pratt. He plays a Navy SEAL who pursues revenge against the people who murdered his family. The critical rating at Rotten Tomatoes is 40%. The audience score is a whopping 95%. Some critics had the same problem with it that I did. They found it slow-paced and repetitive. I gave up after 4 or 5 episodes. Fair enough. Some critics, however, are freaking out over the fact that the show might appeal to, gasp, rural Trump supporters. Those are the critics' car targets for ridicule. Partial transcript, The Daily Beast titled their review The Terminal List is an unhinged, right-wing, revenge fantasy, which is odd because right, left, conservative, liberal are not even mentioned in the show. But I think it may be because the protagonist is competent with weapons and tactics. He's strong. He holds those in power accountable, and that could be unsettling for some. Maybe senior members of the military who have failed upwards over the last 20 years. They go on to write, there is some serious danger to the Terminal List pandering to red state viewers with routine references to beer, guns, country music, and hunting. The Daily Beast does not like those things. Does not sound like it is much fun over there, but the 95% audience rating makes it all worthwhile. He then ridicules a left-wing outlet called TV Line that wrote, The Fugitive Meets SEAL Team Meets a Don't Tread on Me Truck Decal, which serves up huge helpings of red meat, masculinity, and lots of American flags. Carr responds, they don't like American flags over there. Pratt is also, although in a much more subtle way, laughing at these idiot critics. This is the exact right response from Carr. And I'm glad I watched the Tucker segment. Some write-ups of the Carr segment made it sound as though Carr got defensive about the show not being right-wing. Well, as you can see, instead of being defensive, he's pointing and laughing at these easily triggered bullies who have had no small part in turning the Terminal List into a massive success. In this day and age, I cannot imagine a better advertising campaign for a movie or TV show than the woke Gestapo melting down. If it weren't for the Daily Beast 5 alarm meltdown, I personally would not have given the show a shot. Oh, and what's wrong with an unhinged, right-wing revenge fantasy? Sure sounds good to me. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.